Peter Schweitzer with Breaking Biden author, The Bidens Run a Very Sophisticated Criminal Enterprise. By Breitbart News on October 25, 2023. Despite Joe Biden's mumbling and stumbling, the checkered pasts of brothers Frank and James Biden, and the lurid, embarrassing details found on Hunter Biden's laptop documenting his drug addictions and frequenting of prostitutes, the Biden family actually run a very sophisticated and, I would argue, criminal enterprise that is designed to extract wealth and to leverage Joe's power, but to keep him at arm's length so that it is harder to connect him to it, says investigative journalist Peter Schweitzer. The Biden family got rich by leveraging Joe's rising political power while keeping him at arm's length from the lucre, Schweitzer says on the most recent episode of the Drill Down podcast. Their far-flung enterprise made them millions by doing influence deals in countries not known for their ethical hang-ups, places like Kazakhstan, Iraq, Russia, Ukraine, and of course, China. Some see this as just a symptom of a larger problem of corruption within the permanent governing class in Washington. But today's guest, Alex Marlow, the senior editor of Breitbart News, disagrees. Joe Biden is not a symptom of the problem. He is the problem, Marlow tells Schweitzer and co-host Eric Eggers of the Government Accountability Institute. Marlow is most recently the author of Breaking Biden, a New York Times bestseller that extends Schweitzer's own earlier research on Biden, Incorporated, and breaks new ground in the ongoing investigation of Joe Biden that has now become an impeachment inquiry in the U.S. House of Representatives. Brother James, who was previously a nightclub owner, managed to become a partner in a company bidding on reconstruction projects around the world. Marlow quotes from Schweitzer's 2020 book, Profiles in Corruption. James Biden remained with Hill International, which accumulated contracts from the federal government for dozens of projects, including projects in the United States, Puerto Rico, Mozambique, and elsewhere. Joe's other brother Frank, meanwhile, was turning deals with the government of Costa Rica when he wasn't dodging the $450,000 settlement of a wrongful death lawsuit after his speeding Jaguar XK8 car killed a pedestrian in California in 1999. Schweitzer notes on the podcast that brother Joe actually helped Frank hide from the investigators who were looking into that incident at the time. Marlow's new book goes further, explaining the secret cadre of consultants who are running Joe Biden's Washington, how Biden sold America's intellectual property to communist China, and the many ways Biden's bagged cash using the family name. He remains guardedly optimistic about the current investigation by the House Oversight Committee, because while it has spent a lot of time getting testimony from the lower bosses of the Biden Incorporated syndicate, what he calls the capos, he believes there are many more answers to get from the principals if Congress gets serious about hauling them before the committee. I have a million questions to ask, if anyone out there wants to reach out, Alex said. I'd be asking, what did you do for these companies, James? What did you do for these companies, Frank? What did you do for these companies, Hunter? He added. Schweitzer agreed with that, complimented Marlow for out-researching me, and noted that the answers to these questions on the Biden family business empire have been hanging loose for more than 5 years. These are insane loose ends for this country, Marlow concluded. To hear more of the Drill Down podcast, click here.